All right, so today's foundational segment is one that I myself continue to work with. I think all of us do, which is making time for the activities that move our business forward. Because otherwise, it's too easy to only make time for what other people want us to do. For example, show up to my calls. It's wonderful. I love having you on my calls, obviously. And I'm grateful you make time for it. The question is whether you are making time for the things that are on your list of priorities. And I'm going to give a link below to a segment in the Joyful Productivity course that's about, it's sort of like a segment about like when you have clients and different people's schedule in your life, you have to manage client appointments, family stuff, whatever, different things. How do you still make space for your own self? Because here's the thing, I think over the years I've realized I basically draw to me a lot of caregivers. I think my energy signature, maybe, I maybe have a overall caregiving kind of energy signature. I don't know what, praising myself now too much. No, I'll praise you instead. I mean, you're a caregiver. You are more caring and supportive than the average human being. I know that much about you, and you also therefore tend to, now the good side is that you are a loving person. Actually, there is no downside to that. It's like, what are we here on this planet to learn anyway? But I guess the twist to it, or the thing to become more mindful, of course, is people pleasing, and like doing things because other people are involved and want us to do it, or they ask us for our time. And not being able to do things by ourselves, like not being able to say, no, I'm going to say no to all of these people, all of these events, all of George's calls, whatever, all the learning that I'm doing, and say, no, I'm going to work by myself here at the computer doing some things that are not fun. That's not easy for caregivers and people pleasers and people who have questionable boundaries. All of us, right? I tend to draw people like that to me. So anyway, the segment below will give you some more insight in terms of calendaring, especially like, well, my client wants to see me at this time. No, you cannot see me at that time because I'm working on my blog post. I'm working on my next launch. You can't see me at that time. That's my time for working on launches. Oh, but then if I don't, if they don't, if they can't schedule, maybe they won't want to see me. That's your people pleasing part talking. You have to stand in your confidence and say, if you don't want to see me, you don't want to see me. It's fine. I'll get another client. Oh, well, can I really get more clients? Yes, you can. It's like this is such a core energetic shift that you have to keep practicing the shift of energy to say, oh, I am GD awesome. I am, I'm worth it. Now, it's funny. I'm saying this as I'm like there also is too much sort of like ungrounded confidence building out there. Like you just got to believe in yourself and be confident. It's like, no, you could be grounded in your confidence because you touch back into your soul and realize what a magnificent being you are. And you touch back to your passion for your work and realize, yeah, you know what? I really know something. I really can do something. No, people are helped by me. And anyway, so all of that means set aside time. And the reason why I say it's relevant for me right now is because I'm taking a Tai Chi class locally. I'm like, shoot, I'm not taking time to practice like everything else in my life. I'm not taking time to practice the class that I'm taking, because to really develop skills, it's not just showing up to class, it's practicing in between class. And that's what I'm actually asking you to do. It's not just to show up for my calls, which I love. I hope you show up to all of them that you can, that as long as your calendar for yourself is first set, But it's not just showing up to my calls and coming to my classes. It's practicing in between the classes, whatever practices are happening that we talk about. And in this case, the practice is managing your calendar and go, are you setting aside time for your 111 formula activities? Are you setting aside a time for your launches? When's the last time you launched something? Probably too long ago. If it's past 30 days ago, it's too long ago. You have to launch something every 30 days. I almost want to say that's a requirement for staying in ABC. Can I say that requirement? Is anyone being scared by this? I mean, I don't know how you run a business without launching something every 30 days. I don't know. I don't understand. Please explain to me how you make any money, how you get any clients without launching every 30 days at least. I don't get it. I launch two things every 30 days. As you can tell, these Damien 2024 Dragon Year, it's a little bit intense for me, actually. I'm literally launching two things. This last 30 days, I launched three things. I did three launches between December 20 and January 18th. Three launches. How many did you do? I'm not saying you got to do it like I do it, but at least one. Come on. Okay. At least one. Otherwise, you're not going to make any money. You're not going to make enough money to pay rent, right? Like, this is how we make money, by launching. That's why you got to put in your calendar. And launches isn't just, all right, I'm going to sit down. No, it takes planning. Like, okay, I mean, you got to spend 2 hours doing this, 2 hours doing that, and then leading up to the launch. My launch is, I carve out, a religious hour and a half every week to do launches, to work towards the next launch. Right? Gosh, this is like multiple foundation segments in one. Sorry. But it's still back to the calendar. That's still the idea, right? And the launch isn't an exhausting thing. That's not the, I talk about gentle launches. That's what I mean. A launch isn't salesy. It isn't pushy. It isn't work yourself until you can't work anymore. No. A launch is simply, hey, everyone, remember me? This is what I offer. Two emails to your subscribers, two social media posts. That's what I mean by a launch. That's how I do it anyway. My book is so softly launched too. Two social media posts to launch my book. Two, not 82 like most people do in a single week. Two, and it's number one new release in small business marketing. Number one new release in business mentoring right now on Amazon, which, by the way, is kind of a, anyway, that's a separate topic. It's deceptive first ranking, and only got 43 orders and got number one new release and number three overall in small business marketing. Like, not new release, but I mean, Amazon sales are ridiculous. But Beth, what qualifies as launch? Yeah, great question. Yeah, two emails and two social media posts. That qualifies. I mean, even one email. I don't care if you do two emails to your list. I think, I'm not like most marketers. I launch some things with one email. It's not how many messages you send. Also, it's the alignment of the offer to, it's the alignment of the offer to the audience. So, in my three launches that I did the past 30 days, the thing that I launched with least effort actually made the most sales, like two and a, thus far, my book's making the least sales. Andrew's Signature made double the sales, of course, which, by the way, you don't make money selling books. I hope everyone knows that by now. You make money selling courses and programs. And then YouTube sold 2.5 times Energy Signature. And I spent the least amount of effort s selling my YouTube course. The other two, I spent more effort. I posted more things. Energy Signature, I think I posted three or four things. YouTube, I think I posted, okay, maybe three things over the course of 3 weeks. But it's very soft launches. It's all about alignment. It's like you can shout and post 82 times, and if they don't want it, they're not going to buy it. Which is why, like I said, managing the calendar, coming back to the main topic of what this foundation segment is about, managing your calendar so that you're doing the 111 formula. Launches was only one part of that. Remember, market research conversations is another key part. That's how you find alignment. That's how you figure out, oh, that's what you want me to sell to you? How come I didn't know that? Okay, I'm going to sell that for my next launch. Because otherwise, I'm going to sell all the things I'm passionate about. No one wants to buy it. Because we're in our heads, because we are idealists, because we are very spiritual. And so, anyway, I hope this is helpful. I think that's a very rambly foundational segment, but to make it more focused, look at the link below about managing your calendar when you have people who want to schedule with you at different times. So that's the key takeaway from this is watch the other video below. Thanks. I hope this has been inspiring. Again, coming back to the key message of, are you carving out the time for the things that move your business and your purpose forward, the things that are hard to do? It's hard only because of our fear. It's not hard if we practice dissolving our fear. It's not hard. Nothing is hard, especially if we don't overwork, right? Nothing is hard. I talk about working lightly. Nothing is hard except our inner blocks and our fear, which is all about reconnecting to the divine source again, your divine source. It's like working lightly. Oh my God. Eternity, lightness, gratitude, love. That is all here. That is all this is about. Oh, nothing to fear. Work lightly. Develop your skills by working lightly and consistently through the magical tool of a calendar is what keeps your energies channeled and focused to developing yourself. No surprise, your business is going to work.